Greetings, listener. This is Malika Marafa, gracing you with my presence once again. I know it has been a while since I have made a segment on this platform, but I come to you today because we have lost yet another Black king from one of our melanated cultures. And it saddens me as a Black mother of kings and queens that I am raising, how we have to keep burying our babies, our kings, our queens. Over the centuries, we have been plagued with violence. And it's not from laws that are being passed, as we are being misled to believe. It is from what our children is exposed to, that we are allowing them to be exposed to, because we have the power to stop this. We have the power because we, the melanated cultures, are the majority. And what the majority says, go. Now, we have been misled to think that we are a minority, which we are not. I know a lot of people will give me some kickback and backlash about that, but it doesn't matter. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. Look around and see who's the majority. Every single melanated culture, we're all Black. All melanin people, you're all Black. So at some point, when are we going to stop letting society of the real majorities stop dividing and conquering us and misleading us? And letting them tell us who we are. We're powerful people. We're spiritual beings. We're God's chosen people. This is known. That's why we're targeted. Violence is being fed to our children through media. Everyone knows that music is the universal language. Every being, every living organism understands the vibration of music. We all operate on a certain frequency. And music is used in all of those frequencies. We can all relate. Every living organism. I'm going to say that again, because I really want you to understand and I really want you to get this. Look throughout history of music. Study music. Look at different cultures and see how music plays a part in each culture. Notice how nothing positive is displayed to us these days. It's real hard for to get positive news. Why is that? Everything is so focused on the negative. Everything. In our music that our children have access to now, they're pushing violence, they're pushing drugs, and they're pushing sex. Has always targeted the Black community this way. Why? We never sit down to ask ourselves why, because we're so caught up within this program, the system.
When are we going to ask ourselves these questions? We all saying we're tired of what we're going through and what's plaguing us as a people. And what throws me for the loop is that melanated people that are in power and have control to change things, they don't care about you. They use, when one of our kings and queens are murdered by each other or by the police, they use it as a political game. The same ones that say they're for the people and for change of the people. Ones that have power to change the laws that they say is the cause, which it isn't. It's who's in control. We are the majority and we have to stop this. We control the poison that they're feeding to our kids to make them behave this way. Music is a vibration that moves us mentally, physically, and spiritually. And when we're using the music, and I'm not going to say we, because we're not using it to program ourselves. But when the masses is using the music to control us and push the agenda of their ancestors in destroying us, dividing, conquering, we're mass weapons of destruction against ourselves. So now it's time for the black culture, all melanin, all black melanated cultures. I don't care what your skin tone is. If you have melanin in it, you're black. Just because you picked up a tone from your ancestors and you could pass as the others, you're only accepted because you're needed. Divide and conquer. They have divided us. They're conquering us. We have to stop this. We have lost so many great leaders. Divide and conquer. Because they have used us against us. They have killed so many of our kings and queens. I always told myself after George Floyd, this was going to be it. We're not taking this no more. I thought that was the great change. But they patted us on the back. Threw us a few monuments. And now we're back to square one. You know, our focus is blacks. We focus on so many of the wrong things. And we're so acceptable of the scraps that they throw us from their tables. And the pats that they give us on the back. And when I say the scraps that they throw us, they tear a statue down that has to do with the Confederate. You all are happy. What are those statues doing to you? They give you a Juneteenth holiday celebrating freedom, and we still ain't free. The new slave system that came into existence when you thought they freed the slaves is the corporation. The corporations are the new slave plantations. These industrial corporations. Let's manipulate them and think that they're free. Let's manipulate them and think that they're equal. And we're still falling for it. We're still going through the same thing. We're still showing self-hate about how we treat our brothers and sisters. We still showing low vibrations about how we feel about ourselves. degrading ourselves as women and men, disrespecting each other as kings and queens. Acting like the barbaric animals these people are painting to society. Here they look at us and call us thugs. But yet they come amongst us and try to emulate the exact same people that they have bashed and made seem like we were animals, heartless and barbaric. But all you have to do is look at history and see who those people truly are. Study. Don't go off of what is taught to you. Do your own research. Study and show yourself approved. Now I'm seeing on television where they have these politicians, they're talking about a law that was passed by the governor of Georgia to where you do not have to apply for a concealed to carry license. And now they're stating that law is the reason why violent crimes has picked up in the state of Georgia. False. That's a political campaign. And they're trying to use whatever manipulation instead of targeting and tackling the real problem at hand. The problem at hand is not the laws that have been passed, even though they play a part. We have always, since the flip of this demonic system, been plagued with self-hate from what has been taught to the from the others. We behave this way because we hate ourselves. Because we don't know who we are. I say again, as a mother, a black melanated mother that is mixed with many of cultures. Because at this point, we're all mixed with something, because they kept trying to breed us out. But whatever you mix is what you get. But that's another story. It's so much power we as a people have. And if we come together, and I'm not just talking about the melanated cultures here in the U.S., I'm talking to every single culture that has melanin in you. We are the majority, you all. We control this. Without the majority, the world cannot function. Human society cannot function without the majority. We keep it spinning. How many of us have to be taken? Stop feeding violence to our children. We could stop this. The media plays nothing to make us look at ourselves as superior beings, which we are. Everything is degrading. And our children look up to this and want to be this. They want to be gangbangers. They want to be murderers. They want to be drug dealers. They want to be strippers. God didn't make us for that, you all. We are superior beings. We come from royalty, and they know this. And as long as they have the ups in manipulating us, they're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep losing our kings and our queens. We're going to keep losing them to this demonic system. You all have to hear this. You have to. We're hated because of who we are. The mind can be programmed. And they're using, controlling what we see. I cannot think of the guy's name back in history that came before televisions came out. He pleaded to not let that one-eyed demon in your home. When I heard that, and I'm looking at the things that our kids have access to now, all negativity. Why are these big corporations putting their money behind negative things to tear down us as a people? Why do you not see anything that's uplifting the black community? Because us out here as women, running around half naked, leaving nothing to the imagination, degrading ourselves, selling sex, men degrading women, calling them out their name, showing no respect. Us glorifying, going to different hoods and killing each other because of something we don't even own, what we're killing behind, because they have stole it from our ancestors, even though it's ours. At this point, it's theirs. They're going to keep you misled. Let's keep throwing scraps to them and making them think we're fighting for them, and we're for them, and we want better for them. Let's keep throwing these scraps to them and patting them on the back and not giving them what's really theirs. Let's keep manipulating them. Let's keep controlling them. Let's keep using their own kind to mislead them. Because now I'm going to go to all of you Hollywood. Let's talk about the Hollywood people, our melanated people that are in Hollywood that's misleading us as a people. Yeah, get your dollar, but all money ain't good money, especially when it comes to misleading your people and not showing them who they are. I know some of you all get in and see what's going on, but you're scared for your families. But at some point, it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. You have to sacrifice something. You have to be willing to lose something. Because at the end of the day, it ain't gonna never change. It's not going to ever change unless there is a sacrifice. They have knocked off all of our great leaders, and all of the ones that have stood up have been silenced. Because they came after their career. They came after their family. Let's go with current situations with Kanye. Kanye spoke up. They painting him as crazy. They painting him as crazy. Deranged.
Oh, you done spoke and woken up a few people. So now we have to remove you from this platform. We got to take back what we giving you. It's time to punish you because you didn't stay silent like we wanted you to. Us as a people, do we know the power that we have, but we too scared to stand up. But yet we go against each other. And look how we are targeted once you start speaking against. When the truth start coming out. And then look at how many of us as melanated people go against our own people. We don't even stand together. Here they put us on displays and make money out of us. And we think they have given us something because they gave us a museum. Oh, they have us displayed in the museum. Oh, they given us our own holiday. Oh, they recognize this ancestor for his birthday and the fight he fought. Oh, they given us Black History Month when Black History is every single day of the year. Why? It's every single day, every second, every minute, every hour on the clock. Why? Because we built this. This comes from us. We are the chosen ones. Stop fighting and killing each other and band together. We have to change our own circumstances. And when we realize that we are the majority and we have control over this, and we have control over what take place in our lives, because see, a lot of us Black people that are in power from different melanated cultures, no matter what culture you come from, you're still a melanated Black being in the flesh. No matter. Stop selling us out. Band together. Overthrow the negative forces that are coming up against us, because this is demonic. This is spiritual, y'all. This is bigger than the physical. But I know one thing, as a Black mother, they need to stop taking our babies. So if it takes me, this one Black mother, to start speaking up, I will. I know I'm not the only one, though. I already know this. But one joining with another one and another one and another one and another one, it becomes repetitive. And with this repetitiveness, we shall reach many. Now it is written that our time has come. When are we going to stand in that light? When are we going to start standing in that power? When are we going to start taking control of our own circumstances and situations because we're the majority? When are we going to stop letting our skin folks mislead us, the ones that are in power and have control? When? I never understood as a child what my grandmother used to tell me: money is the root to all evil. But money is actually the root to all evil. That paper dollar that they have created, when any single thing could be money, they will sell their soul. What they're doing, they're selling souls of their ancestors. They're selling the souls of the descendants that are to come, because we're still suffering as our ancestors have suffered. They just taking, accepting the ones that are willing to throw us under the bus. And when I say under the bus, I mean the ones that are willing to help them to keep us misled, but yet screaming that you're tired. Are you really tired? Wake up. Black
kings and queens wake up. Stop allowing them to tell our story. Stop allowing them to have control over who we are. Stop allowing them to display and feed violence, this program of violence and destruction amongst the Black community and all melanated culture, because we're not the only melanated culture that's going through it here in the U.S. This is everywhere our melanin cultures are. We're upset, but every time it is swept under the rug, we give these corporations power to make money off of our kings and queens dying, being taken away from us, from what they are feeding us. This is big, y'all. When is it going to stop? Don't let takeoff's debt be swept under the rug with a monument. With dedication of a day on the calendar in remembrance to him. Let Takeoff's death, his murder, be a wake-up call for us to start the footwork and to stop being this violence from being fed to our babies. Because see, when political correction, see, when this voting is over, you probably see a few murders on television. But the murders haven't stopped. They just stopped being aired. That's the thing. They're trying to make it seem like it's a spike. No, it's not a spike in violence. The violence has been going on. It's just what they feel we need to know at this point in time. So we need to stop it. We need to stop it. And that's my message. Peace, love, and blessings. Rise up, Black kings and queens. Rise up.